episode of Spacklegeist, episode 173. This is everyone's favorite home improvement advice podcast. I'm your host, Jeff.
And I'm your host, Matt. We'd like to thank you for another trip to your local hometown hardware store, but for your ears. Jeff, quick question.
Hit me, Matt.
We say, I'm not going to hit you. I am many things. I'm a bitch. A lover, a child, a mother, a Presbyterian.
Oh.
I have a weird, like, left foot.
Yes.
I'm just weirdly left-footed. So, in Rocky and Bullwinkle, do you remember the villain?
Boris Badenov.
But, wait, who's the guy that tied the damsel to the tracks?
That was Snidely Whiplash.
Right, he's my cousin. I'm weirdly left-foot.
And that was in Dudley Do-Right.
Well, I can... whatever, shut up. What happened? Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah.
You've got a weird left foot.
Yeah, I'm many things, but I'm not going to hit you. I just killed a mosquito. We start out this podcast and we say everyone's favorite home improvement. Is there a survey? Did we survey anyone? Is that verifiable?
We asked someone.
Not good enough for me. Jeff, what do we got on the podcast today?
On the podcast today, we've got a quick correction. We hate to do corrections, but sometimes we have to.
I feel like one of these times we're going to get it right and just not have any corrections.
You know, I've always said that if you get everything right the first time, you're not trying hard enough. I've had people believe that when I've said it before.
I get that. That's the Presbyterian's creed. Jeff, I feel like we have so many problems. Like every episode we have to start out. Thing is, like, do we need to see a doctor? Is this a problem? Jeff, I feel like we have correctile dysfunction. If it persists for more than four episodes, see a professional.
I don't know that we've gotten to that point yet, Matt.
Well, one of us has. I'll leave it up to you to decide. Wink, hint, nudge, wet left foot.
How was that left foot of yours, Matt?
Weirdly.
Instead of laying out where we're going, why don't we just jump into the corrections before we have to make a preemptive correction?
Jeff, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot here.
I'm sorry?
Trevor Wrongfoot.
Trevor Wrongfoot.
Yes.
Isn't that one of your aliases?
Alii, and yes.
Matt, a couple of weeks ago, we were giving some mental health advice, like we do sometimes on our home improvement podcast.
Tread lightly, friend.
And we advised to build yourself a birdhouse, capture the birds that nest in there, and to just tell them your secrets and fears.
I don't see the problem wrong with that.
Do not, and this is our correction, do not tell birds your secrets. Birds are terrible at keeping secrets. And we really missed the mark on that one, Matt.
Well, sure. I mean, everyone knows you tell a bird your secret, he's going to tweet it out.
They've got really short attention spans, though, so they what? Only... So, Matt.
Jeff's afraid of clowns. Matt hates his father. There's a ghost dog that lives in the pod quarters.
Oh, that last one had some sauce on it.
Well, it's the bird secret sauce. What happened to this episode, Jeff?
I don't know. We're off to a weird start. How about we get back to what we're good at and just get back to our fundamentals here. Matt, what are you working on?
Jeff, I am mostly glad you asked. I got this house, right? We record in, it's our pod quarters.
Right.
I think I get a tax benefit on that. Just figured out I had to pay taxes.
Hmm.
It was a fixer-upper, by which I mean it was a rental for 20 years, and nobody did a goddamn thing to improve any of it. A hole in the wall, toothpaste, and a credit card. Bunch of jerks. So every single improvement has been with my own two hands. a piece at a time. It's been maddening.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished redoing the ceiling in my bedroom. I ripped down all the mirrors.
Sure.
Because they're like those funhouse mirrors.
Oh, that's no good.
No.
Well, sometimes it's good. It kind of depends on your position.
Yeah, well. Mm. And so underneath that was popcorn ceilings. Now, you know.
Above that.
Oh.
Or were they?
Wow, we're getting into a whole. I mean, yeah, it was above the mirror layer, but I was thinking of it as like behind, and behind is below. Oh my! Oh boy, we are.
Oh, this is existential.
I am shook to the core. Oh boy. Well.
So behind every mirror, there's a popcorn.
Behind every reflection is a Redenbacher. So I had to scrape the popcorn ceilings. Couple tips for it. I'm going to give you a couple tips along the way here. If you're going to scrape popcorn ceilings, don't go out and buy the fancy $80 or $40 like pole extension thing that's supposed to grab the drywall mud and popcorn as you get it off. Just get up there with a 6-inch putty knife and then a 12-inch putty knife as sort of a joint scraper. Use a little garden sprayer. Fill it with 1 gallon of water, warm water, to 1 teaspoon or tablespoon of dish soap. And spray a little 5x5 foot section, and then just take it down a little piece at a time. You do want to collect the drywall mud and create like a golem out of it that can then you can command, provided you can read Hebrew, you can command it to do just basic home improvement tasks. It doesn't have a lot of like fine motor skills, but it can lumber.
Sure,
you know, sure. It can wander around. So save your drywall golem. But once it's down, you want to take just, you don't need one of those fancy sanding blocks either. Just go get a 6-pack of, it's just these little sort of bricks, these like sanding bricks. You can get them in medium or fine or other grits. And sand. It's going to be no fun for a long time. Just hand sanding all of those things. The whole point is you're trying to even out the joint compound over the joists so you don't get like a little beep rip as you paint.
Sure.
Sand all that. Put up plastic sheeting to make you look like a serial killer, like you're catching all the dust or blood.
So is there a point to the plastic beyond just confusing your neighbors?
I mean, it helps with the dust blood, which is what a golem...
Right.
If you prick him, does he not bleed dust blood? And then once that's down, you know, then it's time for sanding. Or sanding and then painting. I feel like I spent, you know, after 2 coats and trim work and cleanup and everything, I feel like sanding was the worst part, but I got pretty good at it. I mean, like, I think you could call me like a sandinista. Once you're painting, here's a pro tip. Pick a ceiling paint that goes on pink and dries white. That'll save you a lot of guesswork, and it can tell you where you've been and where you're going, which is real handy. And it's not at all. It can tell you where you're going without the crystal ball that the Romani fortune teller uses, who curses you to repeat a life of infinite doom. Also, I installed a new water filter in my fridge, so I'm kind of busy. Jeff, sounds how about like you? It. What you working on,
Matt? You know how much I love the newspaper, Matt.
3.
I do. On a scale, I do love a newspaper 3. You know, where I live, Matt, I've got a next-door neighbor, really, really mean-spirited old lady who has a lot of stray cats. And I have become convinced that the old lady next door is stealing my newspaper. So... the project that this has spawned, Matt, is I am working on building a Trojan cat, and I am hoping that she will take in this Trojan cat, and I can escape in the wee hours of the night and determine whether or not she is stealing my newspaper.
Just 2 questions about this, Jeff.
Just
actually.
2, okay.
The Trojan cat makes all the sense in the world to me.
Sure.
In terms of scale and size... are you going regular size cat and you're going to get like a recording device inside of it, or are you scaling up to a cat big enough to accommodate you?
It's going to have to be a cat big enough to accommodate me. because I figure that this particular woman who lives next door to me has bug sweeping equipment going at all times.
Isn't that what you call a cat? They sweep for bugs.
Matt, okay. I'm sorry to have to do this live on the air. Matt, sometimes words mean two things.
Nope.
Sometimes that's
a falsity.
No, sometimes they do.
Nope.
Bugs can refer to insects.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Or they can refer to listening.
Insects. Insects.
Yep. I'm just going to make a tiny cat. Matt, and just give it to her, and maybe she'll be nice to me from then on.
That makes more sense. Let me throw a metric wrench into your imperial.
Okay.
Trying out a new phrase here.
Man, that's...
Instead of enslaving a tiny cat for your own investigative purposes, if this woman has a bunch of stray cats, why don't you just hire Brian Setzer for an hour and have him Pied Piper them away from her?
Well, Matt, because I don't think the cats are stealing the newspaper.
But either way, if any time there are stray cats and you bring Brian Setzer, they will naturally follow him away.
How would you say that they would strut away?
I would indeed.
But Matt, you see, you're over-engineering the problem. The cats are not the problem here.
Jeff, I'm telling you, get rid of the stray cats. And then you have like a clear line of sight as to whether or not a newspaper is present, because the murder of cats is occluding your vision.
Yes, you are right. That is actually the problem. It is just a carpet of cats that is preventing me from seeing whether or not my newspaper exists.
Cat pit. Yes.
It's just wall-to-wall cats outside this poor woman's house.
See, I prefer when you have a cat pit to just tear it up to see if there's, like, a hardwood dog underneath. Gives you a good option. It's not for everyone. I understand.
No, Matt, that's us. How about we check in with our listeners?
That sounds like a good... Just a good. I guess.
Matt, we actually got a few questions in a row this week all about bathtubs.
Okay.
So we're going to do another theme. I know last week we did a theme all about Ashley. Mm-hmm. And just want to reiterate, Ashley, are you okay?
Are you okay? I mean.
So, bathtubs this week, Matt. This question comes to us from Anne.
And what?
Anne was her name. Matt, sometimes...
Insects.
Words. One night, my sister was getting ready to take a shower when she saw a huge brown spider on the shower curtain. She claimed it was a wolf spider, and it lives in drains. Is this true? Now, again, this happens a lot with us, but there's a lot to unpack in this question before we can get to the meat of the matter. Now, the way this is worded is she claimed it was a wolf spider and it lives in drains. Is this true? What she's asking there is whether or not her sister claimed that it was true.
Oh, I see. Not the veracity of whether the wolf spider is a wolf spider or lives in the drain, but just whether her sister is telling the truth.
Right.
Okay. Jeff, how do you tell if someone's telling the truth?
That I'm a little shaky on, but wrong. I can tell you...
Excuse me. Got a little cough there. Jeff, wrong.
Okay, go.
Stare into their eyes.
Okay.
Like I'm doing to you right now.
Wow. That's intense.
Yep.
Yeah?
Off in their middle periphery, light a fire.
Okay.
Just any fire.
Just a fire.
If they break eye contact to react to the fire.
Sure.
That person is a liar.
Wow.
If they maintain eye contact to look at youth, that person is telling you no lies.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's easy to remember.
That's what the Romani woman told me.
Wow. So she's the one that told you to start all of these fires.
No, that's just kind of a hobby. It's my way of dealing with things. She just told me the rhyme. Not a great rhymer, to be honest.
No, but, you know, respect your elders.
Well, who's older, really? I ask you that.
That's a good question.
So, what's your gut check here? Do you think she's claiming to tell the truth?
Well, see, my gut check here is that just sisters lie, all of them, all the time. So sisters just can't be trusted.
Something you want to tell me, Jeff?
Nah.
Okay.
I just feel like, just anyone in general doesn't lie, but as soon as someone becomes a sister, just the truth goes out the window.
So, let me ask you this. Does a lie, kind of like in that math thing, where you have an equation, and like the thing on top, then the thing on the bottom.
Sure.
Then equals, then the thing on bottom, thing on top.
Right.
And they cross out a which of ways?
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Barely.
You know what I'm talking about? So, like that, but lies, does one lie cancel out another? Like, that old expression, two lies make a truth.
Yeah, but that only applies to twins.
Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because if all people tell the truth until they become a sister, is it not true then, if lies cancel out themselves when there's two of them, that Tia and Tamara always tell the truth?
Always.
Because they are, finish it for me,
twins.
Sister, sister. Thank you.
Yes. And that's, those two in particular have to tell the truth so much that they are prophets.
Well.
As we all know.
Sure. Sister, sister, the prophet twins. That is so Raven.
So establishing that sisters always lie. Matt, the question now becomes, do spiders live in bathtub drains?
Oh, absolutely. Every time you take a shower, that downward pressure and that hot and cold water, because you turn it on, it's cold and it gets hot,
right,
is what keeps the under spiders from crawling up and taking a shower with you. Not like in a malicious way. They got to get clean too.
Right.
You think them feets after spinning all them webs is clean? No. Spiders need a shower. And when you're not there, spiders would love to do it, but they don't have the strength to turn on your faucet. So they try and like sneak a peek when you're up there. When you take a bath, if you don't plug that jug, spiders absolutely come up and take a bath with you.
True. This is true.
Now, Jeff, what I want to throw at you here is that's regular spiders. These are wolf spiders.
Ah,
so they,
good point.
They obviously shower in packs.
They do.
And so what you need to do, like if she's trying to get rid of them, maybe she just wants to cohabitate with wolf spiders, which is my favorite Jane Goodall novel. If she wants to get rid of it, she has to just find the alpha wolf spider and challenge him to a duel,
right,
of wits.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Sometimes there's a knife fight, but that really depends on the spider.
Well, the problem with, you know what? Don't bring a knife to a spider knife fight, because spider's going to bring eight.
That's right.
Octo knife.
Wouldn't they just bring six, because they got to have at least 2 feet to stand on?
No, they around on knives.
Oh, it's just all knives all the way down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
The knife is the turtle of the spider.
Believe that's another Presbyterian saying.
Yeah, I believe so. It's canon. Jeff, would we got another question for it? But
I think so. Did we answer Anne?
I feel Anne, sir, and madam. Hang on, I'm gonna get this. Sir Jeffrey,
yes,
the knight of the thing.
Yep.
We and Anne. So Anne, Sir Jeffrey. We did, and sir, her. Got it.
Nailed it in
one. Nice.
Yeah, next question, I think. Another bathtub question, Matt. Why does my cat keep pooping in the bathtub? I find some stuff in there every morning when I go for my shower. How do I keep my cat from pooping? That question's from Andy.
Hang on. Are all of our questions this week from the root cognate, and then they just keep adding? So Anne, Andy, Anderson. Anderson Day Cooper, And a Sunder Cooper Waterhouse price.
How much paint did you inhale, Matt? God,
it's less. It's not the paint. It's the drywall dust. It is cake down in there.
Is it?
I feel like I'm becoming my own golem. So Andy is a couple things here, Jeff. Is the goal to get the cat to stop pooping, or just to get the cat to stop pooping in the bathtub?
Well, we've got to base it on the question that we received, Matt. We can't really interpret these too much.
So you're a literalist.
I am a literalist for our listeners. There are two questions in here. The first is, why does my cat keep pooping in the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
The second question is, how do I make a cat stop pooping?
Okay, so let's treat the first question and call that question alpha.
Okay.
And then the second one, we'll call it question two.
Yes.
So let's tackle question alpha first.
All right.
What's your answer?
My answer is that cats are small and everything.
Unless they're a Trojan cat.
Well, my Trojan cat, but it's a patent pending design, and
sure.
I don't think there's a lot of them out there. Everything looks big to a cat, so a bathtub looks a lot like a toilet. So they probably just think it's a toilet.
Hmm.
And as we all know, cats learn from watching.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
So I think, Andy, that you should stop pooping in the bathtub.
I was wondering if this was a, like, in quote, my cat, wink.
Mm.
He calls himself his cat. He has, like, a dissociative personality disorder. Where he's like, oh, man, I have to poop. Meow. Meow. Not now. No, I'm not near a toilet. Meow. Meow. And then he takes a bag of Epsom salts.
Okay.
And he dumps them in the tub to make it look like a litter box.
Oh.
And then
seems like a lot of work.
Look, I'm not. This isn't what I would do. This is Andy.
That's fair. Andy's cat self is the one that's putting in all of this effort to poop in a tub.
Now, let's get to question two.
Question two. How do I make a cat stop pooping? Now, I think we actually covered this in episode 161.
Mm-hmm.
Did we? It was a correction that we had to offer, and it was about plaster of Paris.
That's right. Jeff, you got a memory.
I do. So, just saying, that will stop it from pooping.
Just dig back into the archives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and check 161. I mean, it's not the best solution.
I mean, my solution would be to just, every time it's about to poop, just scare it. Just, and then it clinches,
sure,
and reabsorbs,
right,
its own poop. And then, yep, it turns it into energy, because cats are nature's most perfectly sustainable energy source.
Right. And it's just like that kid's book. Everybody poops unless they get scared right before they poop.
Right.
And then you reabsorb it and it becomes energy.
Scaredy cat is what we actually get energy.
Oh.
That's what that comes from.
That makes a lot of sense.
Doesn't it though?
It does.
Jeff, this has been a weird episode. We've knocked out two bathtub questions.
We have.
And I would love to just continue tubbing it down with Jeff and Matt. But unfortunately, we gotta try and collect some bills here.
Okay.
It's about time we invoke the old invoice minute. Now,
have not figured out a good transition for invoice minute.
I'm okay with it. Now, for people who have maybe never listened to this podcast before, first of all, we're sorry. Second of all, why are you getting 24 minutes in to just finally get your explanation for it? But third of all, Jeff, could you explain a little bit about what invoice minute is and why we do it?
Matt, we are
awesome.
We are working men.
Mm.
We work with these big dumb hands for a living, and we do a podcast on the side. Well, sometimes we do the podcast before we do the work with our big dumb hands.
Six of one, 14 of the other.
That's right. Which is actually illustrative of why we have so much trouble collecting these bills, because Matt, you are in charge of the invoices and the bookkeeping.
Yeah, and I have seven fingers on each hand.
Right.
So when I count, so a lot of people do base 10. I'm base 14.
Yep.
Because you everyone knows calculators are wrong. And sure. They'll lie to you, and the only reliable thing is your fingers.
That's right.
They call them old reliable fingers marine.
No one calls you that.
Mike, don't I call me that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
My bathtub pooping cat calls me that.
Does explain that trucker hat you're wearing.
Meow.
So we do send out a lot of bills for all of the work we do. And a lot of times we get money sent back to us for the work we've done.
Have you been holding out on me?
But more often than you'd expect, we don't get money back. So we're using the platform of our famous podcast here to shame some of our customers into just paying those bills.
I like how it's called Invoice Minute, and the explanation took three, I think. But now to the bills. First up, Professor Krenner. I'm still waiting on that $420 for installing laminate floors in your upstairs bonus room. Next up is it just says Gary. That's $1,850 for fixing your leaky undersink. Next up is His Majesty the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuck, who hasn't returned my rotary hammer drill and it's been 17 days. Please just clear your voicemail so I can get in touch with you. Thank you. And of course, Mr. Kaufman for services rendered. So that's been our invoice minute. I hope we get enough money to keep paying those bills.
Yep. Matt, let's knock out one more question. I know we're a little long on time.
We are.
We just got to get one more bathtub question in. Subject of this email that came to us was double bathtub.
Go on.
What is the meaning of a dream when I bathe inside a bathtub that has another smaller bathtub inside it?
Oh, no.
That comes to us from Cesario.
I'm sorry, what?
Cesario.
You can't just make up names. We rely on a certain modicum of truth and honesty with our audience. And if we just started making up names and questions whole cloth, I feel like people would turn it off. Well, I don't know why people don't turn this off anyway, but... Alexandria, Daddario, you Lothario. Wait, Cesario Brothers. I call dibs on Luigi. So the dream is that you have a bathtub, but then also a bathtub.
Yes.
Inside that bathtub.
Yes.
I mean, that... I can...
Now, Matt, I know you have a lot of trouble with subconscious things. Kind of like what's happening right now.
What? Who happened? What?
So, Matt, let's put this into something that maybe you could understand a little bit better.
Insects.
What Cesario's asking us here is he's got a screaming tunnel under the back of his house.
Oh, okay.
And in his dream, which is his nighttime thinking, he's got a screaming tunnel inside his screaming tunnel.
I mean, I do. I don't bathe in it. But yeah, sure. What's the problem?
Did you build an addition onto the screaming tunnel?
Jeff, I keep on making smaller and smaller screaming tunnels in there until I feel safe. What else would you do? Are you going to just have one?
It's like an onion-like womb, ever-shrinking, of just trapped emotions and
yelling
birds.
If you have one, those fuckers. If you have one screaming tunnel, then the things you scream can only be like level one screams. But if you go 2, 3, 4, it gets like you can just get them out. And then, of course, if you reach the ninth level of screaming tunnels, that's for traitors. So. I think I'm going like 17 total, but I haven't figured out how to manipulate space and time by which I can fit myself in them what tiny places. So it's getting a little difficult, but yeah, I'm going to keep going. Anyway, bathtubs. So I have a bathtub inside my bathtub.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's just like I put like a little boat on the water in the tub. Then I... fill that boat with water so it becomes a bathtub.
Okay.
Then I sink. Oh, well, by which I mean I take the sink and I throw it in there too. I actually go triple bath.
Wow.
It's a lot of vessels.
It is a lot of vessels. Now, I think, as we've already established in a previous question, Matt, that really, if you read this question, there's probably not a smaller bathtub in there. It's probably a litter box for a cat inside this larger bathtub. So I think really what your subconscious is trying to tell you is it's time to clean the litter box of your soul. And with that, it's time to close old mailboxes and so on. And check in with Matt.
Oh, boy.
In Hardware Your Heart For.
Hooray. Jeff, do we have a sponsor this week?
We do have a sponsor
this
week,
Matt.
Please
tell me it's not Tidy Cat.
It is not Tidy Cat.
Jeff, can I tell you? If you want to add a little bit of zest and fun to your cat's... I'm just writing for Tidy Cat.
Okay.
A little zest and fun for your cat's private undertime, then reach for some Krylon metallic precious metal spray paint. Line the inside of that box, and you got a glitter box. I got that idea from the business What Got Them Dancing Girls. And then I thought, what if strippers at home, what if strippers' houses, but where cats poop? Glitter box.
Glitter box.
Boom. Who's our sponsor? What happened?
I don't know. I'm just blown away by that spec ad for Tidy Cat.
Mm-hmm.
And also a strip club.
Well,
kind of.
I'm a twofer.
Meh, fair enough. It's good to be able to handle both of them at the same time.
That's what you get when you got 14 fingers.
Matt, our sponsor this week, little confused by this one, but it was the only sponsorship we got. So our sponsor this week is Stairs. Actually all it says.
Jeff, can I ask if that's the kind of what I do when I look at you or when I ascend?
When you ascend.
Okay.
This is S-T-A-I-R-S.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's just stairs.
Now, I guess that was kind of a false dichotomy there of the question I presented to you, because I do look at you in the eye every time I walk up.
Yeah. You fall down a lot.
Well, yeah, I figure if you would just walk with me, it'd be a lot easier.
It would. It would. So that really is on me.
Well, thank you, Stairs. Wait, do I have to say it the other way? Thank you, Stairs!
Yep, I think that's how it's written.
Mm. Jeff, the hardware I'm hard for this week, you know how... Okay, so Mr. Language Wordman.
Wordman.
Language Wordman is the name that you use when you check into La Quinta Inns. You know how you said that some words can... have them what, double meanings?
Yes, I did say that.
Okay, well, I've got a double meaning.
Whoa.
But for tools. By which I mean it's a tool that you can use for something else.
I see.
Yes. So, you know how there's kitchens?
Yes, yes, there are
and
kitchens.
And you know how, like, kitchen hardware, like your forks and things?
Okay, so kitchen hardware, like forks.
Everything is hardware, Jeff.
No, you're right.
It just depends on the room in which it's used.
This is true. So you've got your bread saws, you got your ball peen meat tenderizers.
Hey, I'll thank you to leave my dick nicknames out of this. So I was working in the kitchen late one night, making up some monster mashed potatoes, and I reached for the can opener.
Mm-hmm.
To get, I guess, my canned potatoes out. And it occurred to me that what is a can opener if not an interrogative tool, Jeffrey? So, you know how there's stud finders?
Yes.
That help you. What do they do?
They,
it's they, in the they, name, Jeff.
They help you find studs.
Very good. So, a can opener.
Also dates.
You walk around... house.
I mean the fruit. They help you find. Hmm?
You walk around the house, and you look at something that is closed.
Okay.
And then you ask the can opener, "Can I open this?" And then the can opener tells you yes or no. And so it's a can opener, or it's in its other binary state, it's a can't opener.
Ah.
So I walk around my house. I'm like, "Hey, this window that's painted shut, can opener?" And then the tool looks back at me and doesn't say anything, but I can tell.
You can tell.
It's winking at me.
Right. That does explain the state of all of the books in your house.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I've been giving you a lot of books lately, Matt.
Can't open them.
That's, well, turns out.
Jeff, if I could open them, then the inanimate tool in my the inanimate hardware tool in my kitchen would tell me I can open it.
That makes sense.
It's not on me, Fredo. Yeah.
No, you're
it's on
right.
you. So the hardware I'm hard for this week is a can opener. Simple thing. You don't have to go out and buy a whole other separate door questioning device. You can just use your can opener. Jeff, it's time to start winding down here. Time to start cleaning up the job site. Ooh, can we say that?
Oh, I think that's really good.
It's time for job site cleanup.
Job
site
cleanup.
We go in to get that beer 30.
Yep, everything's going back in the toolbox. We gotta
track down those birds you gave secrets to. Build your extra layer in the secret tunnel, screaming tunnel.
Yep. You got there's just hammers everywhere. Those have to be rounded up.
Well,
lasso them hammers. Get them back in the toolbox.
I'm a free range hammer kind of guy.
That's very modern of you, man.
Well, gotta go find them spiders. What got them 8 knife legs? We covered a lot of ground in this episode.
We really did. You gotta clean out the old double bathtub shit box. And just wrap it up. So, Matt,
I want to thank y'all for listening to SpackleGeist 173. If you want, we always appreciate your questions. This podcast doesn't exist without you, people. So your questions sustain us, give us life, spurn us forward, keep us going.
Drive your questions drive back the darkness.
Each question you give us is yet another brick to lay in my screaming tunnels, and we appreciate it. We really appreciate it. So keep on sending in your questions. We appreciate real questions more than we appreciate the fake ones. Let us handle the actual advice. You just stay in your lane. Give us your God's honest, do it yourself. Maybe this is the thing that we need to cover. What categories of questions do we accept? Let's just go back and forth until we run out.
Okay.
Home improvement.
Stuff about bathtubs.
DIY.
Pet advice.
Carpentry.
The carpenters.
Framing.
Framing someone else for an arson.
Ancient, biblical, earth elementals.
Were you going to say something?
No, that's it. Just clay golems, yeah. That's it.
Oh, okay. Paint colors.
Brian's Setzer.
Trophies and how to display them.
I think that's it. I mean, wide world of... the whole classification you can possibly get of all questions that exist in the world. So I guess that was probably a pointless exercise. We answer everything.
We do. We do. We just like hearing from people.
Yep.
Gets lonely here in the pod quarters.
Yeah, you have no idea. So send in your questions. You can, if you want to, leave them as a review in iTunes. Jeff, I'm being clever here.
That is clever.
We don't have any ratings or reviews in iTunes
sneaky.
Right now. So if we could get people to leave their questions.
Right.
I don't know if you can edit those afterwards so it could say like whether or not a question is answered. But, hey, any news is good press, right?
That's right.
That's what they say. So just email us. Send in your questions. We don't have a phone because I don't believe in them. But we read them emails. So go ahead and email us at spacklegeist@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, spacklegeist.com, for all your spackle geisting needs. Jeff, just once and for all.
Once and for all. Every week we go through this.
We got the correctional facility. We've got this part. I feel like in the correctional facility, we should address our own problems of not being able to get across to our listeners what email address they need to send it into. Because, obviously I blame them, but...
Right. I think the correctional facility is for our problems and for our apologies for the things that we got wrong.
Yeah.
This section here where we try to explain to our listeners how to spell our name, this is on them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we do, it does seem like there's a lot of problems getting those emails through. And we think it's probably because people can't spell the name of the show. So just once and for all, it's Spacklegeist, and that's just write Spock the Ghost in really bad French at gmail.com. That's gmail, gmail.com.
Well, that's probably going to do it, I think. I can't imagine any possible infusion after that. So, this one went a little long. We appreciate you for sticking it out, doing that. You know what? We're in overtime hours right now, getting paid time and a half.
Bill and Double.
Who? Bill and Double?
Bill and Double, yeah. We actually have to go get to their job site.
Bill
right now.
And Double, yep. Yes. So, with that, I'll let Jeff send you out. Jeff, what is it we always say?
It takes two to tango, but three's company.
That's literally correct. I'm Matt, he's Jeff, you've been the audience, and this has been Spacklegeist. The podcast is the thing that it was.
Number 173.
I'm trying out a new closing. I think that's going to stick.
It's no.